T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Majority leader in the Erie County Legislature, Legislator Tim Myers. Tim, good morning.
Hey, Joe, how are you? Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you this morning, Tim. We heard from the county executive on Thursday for the state of the county. Before I get into specifics, he says the state of the county is good. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I mean, there might be a little bit of dip in the projections and sales tax, but yeah, I mean, we've been financially sound. And we remain financially sound because of good business decisions and practices. Yes, county's in good financial shape.
Now, I asked the comptroller this question, but I want your take as well. You know, your district's in Cheektowaga might have a different view than, you know, someone as a comptroller who's up in Tonawanda. The county executive has mentioned making the assessor's office a countywide thing instead of leaving that to the municipalities. Now, you have experience in town government as well as in county government. What do you think about this proposal?
Well, I think it's something that absolutely has to be looked at. I mean, I live in Cheektowaga. It's been a fiasco. People have been reassessed 3 times in 4 years, 2 times in 3 years. You know, it's escalating. There's a big disparity across the county. Some municipalities, I think Elma is one, for instance, hasn't been reassessed in 20 years. So I think, and a lot of these towns have shared service agreements. They have like a part-time assessor that's representing one town and doing another town, where the county knows these municipalities, these neighborhoods, so they know where it is. But there's more to that question. You know, who is going to handle grievances, challenges on their assessments? Is it going to be done in a timely fashion so people don't incur penalties, things of that nature? And again, this is something that, my understanding, the county can't just go and do. We're not going to just go into town and say we're taking over your assessments. This is something that the towns are going to have to opt into or be willing to do. I think my initial thought is that it's a mess, and I think that the towns would want to do this and get something standard, have a rolling period. You know, they start it every 5 years and do reassessments. Everybody's on the same page at the same time.
Now, that was one office that was proposed, the assessor's office. Another one, now, Tim, I admittedly don't know too much about this, so I'm sorry if this question is just out of left field, but the creation of a new public defender's office was also mentioned. Is that a necessity that you see, and why?
Well, we're going to have to study it, but just to throw some numbers at you, the county right now is going to spend about $40 million this year to various organizations on public defense, on public defenders, which these citizens are entitled to. In contrast, Monroe County, just, you know, a comparable size county, is spending $9 million. So I think that we have to look at it and see if we can do it in-house, hire some attorneys, and maybe do it at a cheaper price and give these people the defense that they need. So, you know, it's all, again, this is the history here, making solid financial decisions to keep us in a good financial position. And we have to look at all of these things. I mean, again, all the things that the county executive had talked about are proposals, right? So I don't think that anybody should be shocked about any of this stuff. You know, their proposals are going to be talked about. There's going to be working groups, this and that. But the last time I checked, the county executive has 3.5 years left in his term. Sure, he has indicated that he's probably not going to seek re-election or is not seek re-election. That's on him. But this guy's a workhorse, and we've seen what he's done. He's going to continue to work for the next 3.5 years on the betterment of the residents of Erie County. He's not going to just stop and sit on his hands, you know. So whether we agree with it or not, we're going to look at everything and do the best, put our best foot forward for the residents of Erie County.
We did hear a mention in the speech of ErieNet. Now, this is something that the county executive has focused on a lot throughout his term as county executive. Where, in your opinion, where do we stand on ErieNet, and will we get the full usage out of it when it's completed?
We will. I'm glad that you brought that up. I do sit on the board of ErieNet. It's moving, you know, from a vision to a plan, and now it's actually being put into place. You know, construction is starting, poles are being put up. I think the first fiber is going to be laid in July. I mean, we're talking about 400 miles of fiber throughout the county. It's going to start focusing like on schools, hospitals, things of that nature and that, but it's going to be a great move, and it's going to bring and there is talk now about not paying tax on it, on the bill. It's going to give another option to low-cost providers, and it's going to be very good for the residents of Erie County.
Now, if they haven't already, when do discussions start with providers? Is there an idea of who Erie County can get to use this infrastructure being laid down? Does that happen later when the project is more close to completion? When will we hear about the certain providers?
Yeah, I don't think that that process has started yet. I know there are talks about it. They are going to be marketing in that. So I would expect that down the road. You know, this is a big project. It's going to take a little time. So, but it's moving forward, and we'll see where it goes. You know, competition is a good thing.
Now, the county executive brought up this idea of using grease from chicken wings and pizza logs to replace fuel to be better for the environment. Is that something that has been brought to the legislature? Do you have a little more information on this proposal?
No, it was the first time I heard of it at the county executive, state of the county. There are a couple counties that are already doing this. So, again, you got to give it to them. It's proactive, trying to do what we can. Less emissions, cheaper. So I'm sure we're going to hear more about it. I'm sure we'll have some committee meetings, get some experts in, tell us about the process, how it works, where it goes, and we'll talk to the people who are already doing it.
Now, last time you and I spoke, we spoke about the electric grid and the concerns over that with last year's New York State budget. This year in the state budget, it seems like they've pushed that now back to 2050 when trying to get rid of fossil fuels, trying to, you know, use less fuel. Now, obviously, when you and I spoke, it was more about the, you know, the strain on the electrical grid. By 2050, legislator, do you think that gives more time to improve the infrastructure? Do you agree with moving these back when it comes to these environmental climate concerns?
Absolutely. I think it was moving fast, a little bit too fast. I think it'll give allow a time frame for the people who are doing this to assess the broadband of the width of the grid, you know, to see where it is, what it can handle. And I absolutely 100% think that it needs more time. We talked about this last time. I mean, this was brought up, and I go, people are thinking that the stove police are coming around and going to go in people's homes and start taking out stoves. And as I said then, that is totally not the case, not going to happen. So let's see where it is. Let them do their work. 2050, who knows, could be further. Let's see where it goes. There's a lot of concerns with the grid, the cold weather, and all that stuff. You know, we've been through these storms and seen all kinds of things. I don't think anybody's ready to just jump into that.
Well, I'm going to be 62 in 2050, so the least we can talk about 2050, I'm happy.
That's right, me too. I'll be a little bit older than that.
Final question for you. Big special election coming up on Tuesday. State Senator Tim Kennedy and West Seneca Supervisor Gary Dixon. NY26 does go through Cheektowaga. Legislator, any thoughts on the special election?
Well, of course I have some thoughts. Tim Kennedy's a thoroughbred, and he's been delivering for this community since he started in the legislature, since he went to the Senate. So we're going to move ahead with Senator Kennedy and the people of Cheektowaga and the rest of the congressional, the New York 26. They're going to come out and they're going to support Tim Kennedy. He is going to be our next congressman.
All right. Erie County Legislator Tim Myers. Tim, thanks for adjusting to our clock. Really appreciate it, and appreciate you joining me this morning.
Got it. Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.